finishing up the third Halleluka, which is the Iker Halleluka, the Iker Pesukim de Zimra. If you have a chance to say only one Halleluka, this is the one that you start with. That's after that. Third and the fifth.
Third and the fifth.
Start with the fifth? If you only do one, you start with the third. Third. Pretty sure it's first. Shachanar. Pretty sure we looked it up last week. Therefore, same as Shachar Gredis, this is also the Ikum of Pesukim Zimra. It's Mandurik and Rashi like that, third and the fifth maybe together. But the end is referring to what's going to be Bachris Hayom. So it says about the Yeshua that's going to happen. Malchei Eretz Chol Leumim, Sarim Chol Sheif Teyarin. Malchei Eretz, the picture a little bit, we have the time. We would have the time during Pesukim de Zimra to take a minute just to picture what's going on here, what's going to be Lasa Lavi, how the Arabs and the Chinese and the French and everybody, the entire world, everybody, Malchei Eretz Chol Leumim, the Malachim, all the biggest hanchos, and Chol Leumim, all the nationalities, all the countries, Trump, that's maybe the biggest pella here. Sorry, the whole shape they are. The leaders and all the shapes, everybody together, they're going to make a united nation. All the countries are going to get together. No one's going to be left out. Everybody's going to be there. Syria and Siberia and everything. South Africa and Afghanistan and Jordan. Everybody together is going to make a united nation. Push it to be Mahalo the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's going to be less lovely. It's mind-boggling if you think about it. That's Bechol and the Goyim. And in the Yidin, also Bachur and Megam Besuleis, the Kenim Narim. So other people, Mepharsh would say, Bachur and Megam Besuleis. Megam is the Chiddush, also Besuleis. Even Besuleis is somebody that they're not Isaac Betzem in Limud, in Tilav, or Rebbeinu Shalom. Also them, the Kenim Narim. The Zakenim together with the Narim, and even maybe it's not Tsugapas for the Zakenim with the Narim, but David Mephasphiz of a character of Aaron says, and he made himself like a Nar. The Zakenim will teach the Narim. A lot of the Farshim point out that it says Bachurim Vegam Basulis, Zakenim Im Narim. Certainly it's not Bachurim Im Basulis. That's Pashit. We find even in the times of Beis HaMikdash that Meshasta, some Beis HaShoeva, that they split them up. You would think that in the time of Mashiach, you don't have to worry about it. No, even then. Bachur v'gam b'sulis, they came in imnarn. Yahalo l'shem Hashem, ki nizgav shmoy l'avadoi. Everybody would be mahalo l'shem Hashem, ki b'hoi yamayim, v'nizgav l'avadoi v'yayim ahu. Right? Like it's the famous song, and that's this week's parsha. Right? V'yivosu yachiv l'avadoi, because v'nizgav l'shem l'avadoi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be at that time, he's going to be Levada, he's going to be clear to everybody, he's going to be Nizgav, he's going to be lofty, he's going to be exalted, he's going to be higher up. Then everybody's going to be Makir in the Rebbeinu Shalom, that he's Levada. Now, it's not just going to be on the Shamayim that the Malachim are going to be Makir, it's going to be Al Eretz HaShamayim, also on the Eretz. It's going to be his hoyd, his glory, everybody's going to be Makir. That then it will be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'morimim, the Karen refers to the horn. The horn is like what an animal uses, it's the top of his head, and that's what he uses to show his strength and show his might. The Karen, it shows the might of Klai Yisrael, the godless of Klai Yisrael, then it will be merumim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shown as the, comes out as the omnipotent, as the one that's in charge of the entire world, then automatically Klai Yisrael, who's Am Krevoi, is going to have the glory together with the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not just going to be the Rebbeinu Shalom, it'll be the Rebbeinu Shalom's Am together with it. Now, just an interesting thing that it says, Yalu Hashem Hashem ki nizgav shemoy levadu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be nizgav shemoy levadu. Now, Ha'idoy al Eretz HaShamayim, so I saw the Haflah says, Ha'idoy al Eretz HaShamayim, that Be'etzem, Lasid Lavoi, Klal Yisrael is going to be, which is the Hemshech, Vayarim Karen Lamoi, Klal Yisrael is going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Meremim, their Karen, together with his, Ha'idoy al Eretz HaShamayim, not just on the Eretz, on the Shamayim also. Because the other lover, Klai Yisrael is going to be in a darg which is higher than the Malachim. Ba'etzim, a mensch has the chirlis to get to a darg which is higher than Malachim. And that's very tsugupas to this. And it says also about Yaakov Avinu, is that he was Enka Kel Yishurun, Miko Kel Yishurun, Yisrael Tavo. That Yaakov Avinu was on the Dargo, he was of Kokel, Kamayof, Kokel Yishurun, and he was on a Dargo which is higher than the Malachim. The Musa is Chukugal, he's their comment. The Gemara says in Kulin that the Malachim were Miskanen. They saw somebody that was on such a Dargo. A Klai Yisrael has the Yichurlis to come to such a Dargo that it's going to be also Hoyder Eletz B'Shamayim, together with the Ribbono Shel Olam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was glorified in everybody, Sai and the Shamayim, Sai and the Oretz, Klai Yisrael will also be higher in a higher Madriga than everybody else on the Oretz, and also than everybody else in the Shamayim. That the Odom has the Yichurlis to become, right? V'nasati l'cho mahalchim b'ina oim demayilim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nasati l'cho mahalchim b'ina oim demayilim, that malachim are referred to as oimdim. Malachim are oimdim because they're on a massive Madrigo, but they're aimed. They can't go any higher. They don't go lower, they don't go higher. As opposed to Klai Yisrael, we're Mahalik. Mahalik Meinoim Demeila. You're Mahalik, and the Shaykh, they come, that it should be Hoydar Alert to Shemayim, we'll get Lassi Lavoi. We'll get to that Dargo that will be even higher than the Malachim Meinoim Demeila.